Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is a misconception which prevails in Islamic regarding Islamic political directives, and that is that the Muslim ruler has the right to set aside the opinion of the majority, or in other words, he has the right to veto them. Now, this primarily is based, people base this opinion on a particular Quranic verse, and the verse is found in Surah Al-Imran. It reads thus, وَشَّعَوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا أَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ And consult them in the affairs of state. Then, when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah, for Allah loves those who put their who trust Him. So, on the basis of this verse, it is generally considered that a Muslim ruler has the right to set aside the opinion of the majority. Now, it is all important to note the fact that whenever we interpret a verse, it is essential to interpret it in the light of its context. We must see and we must analyze the whole context in which a verse has come. Now, if we analyze this verse where it occurs in Surah Al-Imran, we know that it occurs during the section in which a comment is being made on the events which ensued in the Battle of Uhud and what happened there. And in that regard, we know that during the time of the just before the time of the Battle of Uhud, the Prophet has sought consultation from his fellow Muslims, and he had asked them whether they should fight from within the city or whether they should go out and fight from outside the city. Now, it is known that many hypocrites or many munafiqun held the opinion that they should fight from within the city. And on the other hand, the strong Muslims, they had the opinion that they should go out and fight. And so did the Prophet hold this opinion. And ultimately, this opinion prevailed, and the Prophet and the Muslims, they went out of the city to fight. And we know that at that time, Abdullah ibn Ubay, the famous hypocrite, he separated himself. He just went out from the Muslim faction, and he said that he would not fight alongside them. And later on also, we know that in the Battle of Uhud, when Muslims suffered some reversals, there were some hypocrites who remarked that had their opinion been accepted, these hypocrites were the ones who had not separated themselves, they had not left the Muslim faction, and they had remarked that had the Muslims accepted their view, these reversals would not have happened. So it was in the context of this whole scenario that Muslims are being advised and they are being given certain suggestions in this regard. And the Prophet is being told that in spite of all this, he should still continue to consult these munafiqeen, these hypocrites, because we know that in Medina, the munafiqeen or the hypocrites, they had been given a particular time of respite. They had not been exposed until the very end, so that if there was anything in them left to accept faith, that should be given the full opportunity. So this was the time when this respite was still going on, and Muslims in general and the Prophet in particular was told that he should keep consulting them in the affairs of state, and he should, and the words itself, the words, if I read out the words which occur at the beginning of this verse, they say that Farfu anhum wastaghfir lahum, ignore their faults and ask for God's forgiveness. So if we take the context into account, it becomes absolutely clear that this verse relates to the hypocrites in the time of the Prophet, and the Prophet is told that he should keep consulting them in the affairs of state, because this was a time when the spite had still been given to these hypocrites and they were not yet to be exposed. He should keep consulting them, and he should ignore their faults, and when he decides upon a particular issue, he should put his trust in God. فَإِذَا أَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهُ. So in other words, we can say that this verse has no bearing at all on the Muslim political system at all. This is a particular verse which relates to the hypocrites in the time of the Prophet into a particular situation which the Prophet was told to deal with in a particular manner. As far as the Muslim political law is concerned, is absolutely certain. It says, Amruhum shura bainahum. The affairs of the Muslims shall be run by their consultation, which in other words means that their majority shall always prevail. And in other words, the opinion of the majority shall always prevail. Even the Muslim ruler, he shall be bound by the opinion of the majority. He cannot veto them. He cannot set aside the opinion of the majority. And the primary verse in this regard, as I said, is Amruhum shura bainahum. As far as this particular verse is concerned, it has a very specific context. It relates to the hypocrites of the time of the Prophet, and the Prophet is told by God that he should keep consulting them. He should keep consulting these munafiqun. As I said, this verse was revealed after the Battle of Uhud, and is commenting upon the various events of Uhud, and it is telling the Prophet that he should keep consulting them in this matter. He should not expose them. He should not sever them from the Muslim community. He should keep consulting them. He should keep asking for God's forgiveness regarding them. And when he is decided upon a particular matter, then he must enforce that. So, as I said, that this verse has a very specific context. It does not deal with any situation, with any directive which says that a Muslim political ruler has the authority to veto the opinion of the majority. The primary directive of Islamic political system in this regard is Amruhum Shura Bainahum, which says that the authority of the majority shall always prevail, and even a Muslim ruler is bound by the authority of the majority. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.